day, a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. My longtime friend, Billy Roberti, is an editor of my first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, will be with me on the show today as we discuss subject matters that I like to talk about, higher self, manifestation, and so on. So I invite you to join us, Billy.
This is Billy Roberti,
and this is Maureen St. Germain.
And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught this workshop of the same name since 1994. Her customers tell us that their Genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop or Merkaba meditation for over 15 years and has released both a CD-guided version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Arom Mandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look for us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today we're talking about the fifth dimensional relationship with your beloved. And before we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, so you can call in and ask questions.
Okay, so 5D and your beloved. First of all, I love the term beloved, and I think it's much nicer than just about any other term there. You know, when you're over 50 and you have a sweetheart and he's your beloved, is that your boyfriend? Seems kind of out of touch with what is really going on. So I like the word beloved, and it could be your partner if you're in a same-sex relationship. And your beloved is someone that you care about more than anyone else. It's usually also your sexual partner and the person that you use as a confidant and a caretaker of your heart. So how do you have a 5D relationship with your beloved? Well, the first thing is you step out of judgment, and that isn't easy because we have the highest expectations of our beloved. But what it means is that you decide to let your beloved know what it is you need, and then you let the chips fall where they may. A true beloved will find their way to helping you and supporting you, and that is key. So, first of all, stop expecting your beloved to do anything, and instead ask for what you need and work from that vantage point. If you don't have a beloved and you want one, then there's a way to make that happen through your 5D work.
And how would you do that, Maureen?
Well, you can do a ceremony. We have a ceremony that I would be happy to send out to our listeners. So if you are hearing us today, send an email to info@maureenstgermain.com. info@maureenstgermain.com. And we will be happy to send you the ceremony that will help you bring in the beloved. I have a lot of favorite ways to bring in the beloved. For example, the ceremony is very, very powerful because it causes you to put the order in to the universe, and you're going to use a little crystal with it, and you're going to use maybe some essential oil. That takes time to assemble. Give yourself a few days to get organized, and then ideally you would do it right after the dark moon or the
new moon,
thank you. And you would do the ceremony, and that would then bring in the fullness. And it might take a little bit of time, but it will happen. And there's other ceremonies.
Like, what? Could the Akashic Records help?
Sometimes opening the Akashic Records does help because it helps you clear stuff that you may be carrying that has kept you from being with your beloved. And it is also possible to change your contract. So if you're in a contract of your life that doesn't allow for a partner and you really want to have one, you can change that contract and then it is easier to acquire that relationship.
Can you do a reading and give someone an idea of, like, where or when or whether there is someone out there or maybe more than one?
In many cases, yes. Also, in many cases, no. So the Akashic Records, although it is a delightful opportunity to learn and grow and find out what's going on in your world that's holding you up or challenging you, it doesn't necessarily predict when your beloved will come in or where they will come in. On the other hand, I have had readings where that information was given. So I like to tell people if you were looking at an Akashic Records reading for that purpose, keep in mind that sometimes the answer is given and sometimes it is not. And there's no way to know ahead of time, so you just kind of have to feel, does it feel like it's a good thing for you? Should I do this reading? And if so, great. I know one client that we have repeatedly gone into the records with her, asking about her beloved, and each time they tell her a specific city, and she doesn't live in that city. And so she's been looking at ways that she might spend time in that city. Maybe she will move there, maybe she won't, but for sure she needs a connection to that city and then it will come together for her a little easier.
And Maureen, you do these Akashic Record readings.
Yeah.
We can schedule them by sending an email to info@MaureenSaintGermain.com or go onto her website, look up personal consultations and choose the one that you'd like or order it online. We'll get the information. We'll find out when you're available. And we'll set you up with an appointment.
Now, in addition, I'd also like to add that numerology is also very wonderful when it comes to discovering the beloved. And I will say that at 5D, you're so in love with God and so in a place of joy that it is easier to manifest the beloved because you become such a love ball, such a joyful person that you actually attract the person that is ideal for you. And there are other ceremonies that I'd like to share with you, and I will make sure I do that after the break. But I want to talk a little bit more about when you are fifth dimensional. And what that means is, you know, when you fall in love, you have this yummy feeling around you. No one can touch you. You know, if you're driving in traffic and somebody does something rude, you find that you don't really care. You know, they're having a bad day, and you're very generous with people. That really is a 5D experience, because when you fall in love, that's what it's like. In 5D, you're so plugged into God that you don't forget who you are, and so you feel so content in that connection, then that the beloved comes in and surprises you and transforms that part of the reality that you weren't even looking for. Have you ever heard of somebody who really wanted to have a baby and they finally adopt? And as soon as they adopt a baby, what happens?
They get pregnant.
Exactly. So they've let go of their, quote, need and desire. They finally let it go. So if you've really been working on this and you're bringing in your beloved and you haven't met him or her, one of the things I would highly recommend is that you do a little ceremony with yourself where you let go of the need and you decide, I love my life just the way it is. And with all that work you've already done, and now you're in a new place of I love my life exactly the way it is, and each day I'm having a day of heaven on earth, you will find that your beloved will find you very quickly.
Have you ever found that somebody that you may have known a long time, suddenly you see them differently? Is it possible that there are beloveds out there and they're simply just friends? Or what about a spouse who just seems a very ordinary thing, and then you something shifts, and suddenly this person is your beloved. Have you seen situations like that?
Yes, I have. And it's very interesting because usually one of the two partners knew all along, and they just didn't say. And they would would hang out and be friends. They'd, you know, spend time. And the other partner is completely oblivious, not even considering that person as a potential beloved. And then one day you touch or you rub shoulders and a spark flies and you look at the person and you realize that this is somebody that I really care about. And even though I hadn't thought of him or her before, I do now. We do want to remind you to call in.
Yes, the number is 800-930-2819. Let's hear your stories of meeting your beloved, or thinking it, or wondering how you know if he's your beloved.
And when we return, I will give you another ceremony that you can do on your own that is very effective and very proactive and very fifth dimensional.
So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And this is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with A Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with A Deal.
Radio to help make every day the day of heaven on earth. Today we're talking about the fifth dimensional relationship with your beloved. And let's keep in mind our listener call-in number is 800-930-2819. Please call us with any of your questions. So, Maureen, what about another tool for calling in
your beloved?
Beloved?
Yeah. The tool that I want to share with you is quite remarkable. And after I talk about it, then I'd like to talk a little bit more about male-female relationships in general and how the fifth dimension is different from where we're at now and what that will be like. But But this is a lovely ceremony, and it's one of my favorites. It is a ceremony where you get a journal that you really like. It doesn't have to be expensive, but a small journal. And you write in it every night. And you write a letter to your beloved every night as if they are already in your life. So if you have met them, as if you knew them, and you tell them how happy you are that we're together, you say, I was thinking of you today as I was walking in the park, and I saw the beautiful flowers, and I knew that you would love them too. You write things like, you know, I met someone new today who was a lovely friend, or my sister had a baby, and I'm so excited about their baby. And anything that you would value as important, you would write in the journal. And you write until you feel like you're done. And you write every night, purposefully. I will tell you that one client I know wrote in her journal two times and then carried it with her everywhere she went, but always forgetting to write in it. And she carried it around for 10 months. And then the beloved appeared, and it appeared exactly as she had described in the first two entries, which were the only entries in this empty journal. The clear intention that you are writing love letters to your sweetheart with deep appreciation. Stay in gratitude. So every night you say, what could I be grateful about tonight? What could I be grateful about being in a relationship? How is my life happier and better because I have this special someone? Maybe they're off on a business trip. Maybe they're off out of town at work. You don't care. You're simply putting forth a message of gratitude and happiness. And it's quite magical.
Is there an arrow mandala that would help call in the beloved to you or to get you in that feeling, in that place, like he or she is already there?
Well, there's a number of arrow mandalas that would kind of take you into that place. You know, we have several levels of these essential oil blends that are quite powerful. So the first round of them is for clearing emotional wounds. So maybe if you have some baggage or some hurts from the past that you'd really like to address, you might find that the arrow mandalas that go with that are for you. Or there may be another level where you're using some of the more advanced oils that are for part of the ascension process, and that includes things like covenant and convergence, which allow you to merge with your path or connect with your divine plan, and then it makes it easier to bring in your beloved. I want to talk briefly, though, why is it that we crave the beloved? What is it about us that makes us want the beloved? And the answer has to do with our love of God, our connection with God, and being in love with a beloved, a partner, helps us feel like God is closer. So our connection with each other lets us feel a little bit more like what is it like when we're with God. I also wanted to talk about, you know, what is the fifth dimension?
What is the fifth dimension? Well, it's where our thoughts create, right?
That's true. And it's a place of non-polarity.
Mm-hmm.
And so
so where does the polarity of male-female fit in there?
That's a very good question. It's really our manifestation. Now, one of the easiest way to understand what is fifth dimension is to say that it's the exact thing that every one of the traditional churches teaches as us is heaven. So you have a perfect body, your conversations are perfect, your relationships are perfect, and you appreciate everything you have in a whole new way because you're not critical of it, you're happy about it. That's 5D.
And there's no hunger, there's no lack. We can create that which we need. And
at 5D, although there's no hunger, there's also a need to know how to create. Right now, in this reality, what we do is we use lack to inspire us to get something. So if you're never hungry, why would you make a nice meal? And the answer is for the fun of it and the joy of creating and the pleasure of sharing with friends. So as we move towards that 5D experience, we begin to understand that we needed this experience to help us create an even more fabulous place called 5D. At 5D, though, there's no polarity experience in the sense of good and evil. So you might experience hot and cold, but you won't experience good and evil. So the change in how you speak becomes very different. So as a 3D person learning how to become fifth dimensional, the words you use become very important.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you might say, this is the ideal choice for me today, or this pleases me very much, rather than that's not good enough, or that is the best choice, or this is the right answer. Because those imbue polarity into our thinking. Whereas this works today, I like it. And you hold that space of joy and non-judgment. It's tricky, but you can start to watch your words and notice whenever you use a word that has a polarity side to it and see if you could find a way to say it without the use of the polarity. That will help you become more fifth dimensional, even in your everyday life.
And what about, are there any essential oils, any arrow mandalas that can help enhance that feeling when you have your beloved? Something that, I'm not talking necessarily about an aphrodisiac, but and get that sense that he is your god and you are his goddess.
Well, I think the one I would look for is unity, or unity as the newest of our line of essential oil blends, because it helps bring in the lost parts of yourself. And if your lost parts are returned, then you are more fully available to love someone else. So I would say that that's the most important one. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned this, because I've been working on a guided meditation called Bring in the Beloved that we have not released at this time, but I do have the ceremony for you at no charge. It's totally free. So if you want that, make sure you let us know at info@MaureenStGermain.com, MaureenStGermain. MaureenStGermain.com.
As we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder to you to check www.MaureenStGermain, MaureenStGermain, for our current specials. If you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website. Click on our News You Can Use link and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. There's a complete list of all our previous radio shows, so you can listen whenever. Any final words, Maureen?
Yes, I would say if you have not found your beloved and you really would like to have one, it's in your best opportunity to really send us your email and let us know you'd like that, and we will send it to you. And it is free of charge. So use that ceremony. It will make a difference. Also, I would say to you, stay in your joy and find what you really like about your life. And use that in your thought process. And then make a list of all the good things about every relationship you've ever loved. And start remembering those relationships from those very myopic versions. So you're going to see just the part you really loved about the past beloved, and see how that impacts what you draw to you the next time. Thank you.